Well, Indigenous elders across Australia have welcomed Minister Wyatt's announcement, with one calling it a day for celebration. As we've been hearing, the Minister's outlined a timeframe of 3 years for the referendum question to be designed, but constitutional law experts say much of the thinking about that has already been done. In Brisbane, Rachel Mealy reports.
Cobble Cobble woman Megan Davis is a Professor of Law and Vice-Chancellor at the University of New South Wales.
It's really, really important, this announcement today, and obviously has the support of Prime Minister Morrison. And this is a really significant day in the nation's history. It's a day to be celebrated.
She says Indigenous people want recognition in Australia's constitution because they feel they don't have a voice in shaping policies that affect their lives.
What we're asking for is simply an enhanced role in our democratic decision making. And as successive polls have shown, lots of Aussies understand the logic of that we will have better quality policies, better quality laws, and we will have a really significant impact upon our disadvantage and closing the gap if we're at the table.
Professor Davis was a co-author of the Uluru Statement from the Heart and a member of the Prime Minister's expert panel on the recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the Constitution. She spent time travelling around Australia listening to communities and land councils about their needs. She says the work will now focus on creating the right model to put to the Australian people.
So there's been a lot of work done post Uluru, and we'll continue that work and sharing that work with the government as we proceed into what I suppose will be a co-design process, and that very important work of developing the model to a sufficient standard for Australians to feel comfortable to vote yes.
Professor Davis says she doesn't want to focus on Australia's history of failed referendums. She says this one should be considered on a clean slate.
You know, there are a lot of constitutional lawyers that say that there are no preconditions to a successful referendum, meaning this will be, you know, a new, I suppose, attempt to alter the constitution, and we build the, you know, a people's movement. We bring Australians on board, we bring parliamentarians on board, and at the moment it has all the ingredients for a successful referendum. I don't think any of us are sitting back and thinking about the negative statistics.
Professor Gabrielle Appleby is a constitutional law expert and was an advisor on the Uluru Statement from the Heart. She says the constitutional amendment will need to be carefully worded to enshrine a representative body for Aboriginal people into Australia's constitution.
There's remarkable consensus around the level of detail that should be included in the constitution versus what should be left for a future parliament to provide for in legislation. Minister Wyatt, in his comments this morning, made a very similar point that it's appropriate for some parts of the voice proposal to be constitutionally entrenched, and it's appropriate for other parts to be provided for in legislation to be able to evolve as future generations require that.
Professor Appleby says a lot of the work to design the constitutional provisions for an amendment has already been done by the Parliamentary Committee.
So that process is already a long way down the track. And of course, those provisions are also being provided from a whole array of different constitutional experts and lawyers. And so we're making sure we're being sort of fully informed from the expertise that's available to us.
That's Professor Gabrielle Appleby from the University of New South Wales, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.